944 at North Terminal.
Hello, 944, I got your sleeper check. Is somebody on your bus that you have?
Yes, there is a young 20-something passenger who is passed out and I cannot get them to wake up. I had to leave Flanders because apparently there is a fire in the building that's right adjacent to Flanders, and there is a... Everybody's evacuated out of the building, and there's a fire truck right there, and I was blocking the tracks and the fire thing, so I am now at North Terminal, and there's a sleeper on my bus.
All right, copy. Can I get a description of him, please?
Looks like mixed race male with dyed hair on part of it, half bleached, curly, kind of afro style, purple shirt, t-shirt with black sweatpants shorts, black shoes and white socks. I think as far as height, somewhere around 5'9" to 6'. Kind of husky build, probably late teens, early 20s.
All right, copy. And so I'm assuming you've made some announcements over the loudspeaker. This is the end of the line. They need to deboard the bus. Have you tried getting out and, like, banging on the window?
I did make an announcement. I did yell. I got up and kicked their foot. They are not responsive at all. They do have headphones on, but I don't feel comfortable taking the headphones off of them. I don't want to touch anybody. I kicked their foot with my shoe, kicked their shoe with my shoe just to try to get them to wake up and then move their foot, but I'm getting no response from them.
Yeah, copy. I don't want you to touch them, and in the future I would not recommend doing that. You don't want to have any physical contact between you and the passenger. So, okay, I'm going to go ahead and call police. We do have a supervisor heading that way. Let me know if anything changes, if he deboards the bus, or if police arrive and get him off or anything like that. Okay?
Another driver just woke him up. So he is now waking up and hopefully exiting the bus.
All right. I'm going to wait for a minute to call police then. Let me know.
Yeah, go ahead and wait.